Look, look, there comes one of them now.
You're listening to Samuel Sift, Post-Apocalypse Detective. Welcome to our bonus episode. So this episode was originally written to be performed live in front of an audience. We were scheduled to perform it first in April of 2020, then that got rescheduled, and then there were two other times where we were supposed to perform it, and the event ended up getting canceled due to COVID. So we decided to record at our friend's house and treat it like a live show. So in this episode, the Foley and a lot of the sound effects are live, but we did add some digitally as well. Most of this episode was done in two takes, with a little bit of coverage thrown in. We hope you enjoy this semi-live taping of the case of Dr. Moreau's Ark.
Samuel Sift, Post-Apocalypse Detective, The Case of Dr. Moreau's Ark. After people started eating each other and things really went to shit, I started a little business. If you wanted to know if a loved one had turned into a chomper, I'd find out for you, for the right price. Been 2 years since the fall, so business was slow. People do not need to wonder anymore. I was down to 42 cans of tuna. Seemed like a good time to use my last shekels to pay off my tab at Doris's. People tend to help a man out when you don't already owe them. Down payments on despair ain't cheap.
Evening, Samuel. Usual?
You read me like a book.
Lucky for you, erudite is back in fashion. Here you go.
To progress.
Yes, ooh, progress.
Lady at the end of the bar. She's looking to hire a flatfoot to help her find her uncle's old violin.
Well, fiddle-dee-dee.
She calls it a violin. She's fancy.
Send her over.
I think she is used to men coming to her.
Thanks, Doris. This seat taken?
No, still there.
So it is. Doris tells me you're looking for a gumshoe.
I need someone who can handle being in the outback.
Well, let me introduce myself. Detective Samuel Sift of Sift Loved One Discovery or Recovery Services.
Can you be discreet?
Subtle was my middle name, but I did not like all the alliteration.
Any references?
Will Doris do?
I like her. She's brassy, like a general.
And you are?
Gabriella Calorite Moreau.
Ooh, quite a mouthful.
Depends on the mouth. Call me Gabby.
What's the job?
I want to find my uncle's violin.
Any particular reason?
Memories. Why does anyone want to find anything anymore?
You got any ideas where it is?
Oh, I know exactly where it is. It's at my uncle's old farm, about 30 miles south of here, which it's a long way alone on a bike.
You're going with me?
No. You're going with me.
What's the pay?
My uncle, Michael Moreau, he had dreams of being a doctor. But because of some peculiarities, he only made it to veterinarian's assistant. It drove him nutty. So he did an illegal side business for people who couldn't pay a normal vet bill. He had all sorts of equipment, medications, vats of alcohol.
A place like that, raided a long time ago.
Maybe. Whatever we find is yours. I only want his violin.
People have been picking things clean for a while now.
He also had a special room for some experiments he kept secret. Chances are, his private lab hasn't been found. Or raided.
Experiments?
You may have heard of his place. Before the fall, Dr. Moreau's Ark. It was a little petting zoo for kids to visit on the weekends.
Seems wholesome all around. A petting zoo, happy children, an underground vet, and a vague mention of experiments.
I didn't say anything about being underground.
You got a deal, Miss Moreau.
Again, call me Gabby. We leave tomorrow morning. First light.
We left earlier than a good cup of coffee. Of the 30 miles, about half was cleared by the Free Zone soldiers. The second half was pretty uneventful. We drove by Machete past a couple of lonely chompers.
Ahead, on the right.
I got this one.
I got the other one.
For someone who had supposedly not seen this place since she was a kid, Gabby knew the best way to the Forgotten Ark. Then I noticed the hand-painted omen.
Getting closer.
Yeah, we just passed a roadside ad for Dr. Moreau's Ark.
Yeah, it was a lovely place.
It had the word full spray painted on it.
Oh, strange.
Fiddledy-sticks.
That is far enough.
Uncle Marty?
Get off your bikes. You're safe unless you mean me harm.
How does he have electrical power?
Uncle Mike, it's me, Gabriella.
Oh, Gabriella, how have you aged? Let me see you. I'm coming out. Hold on. Oh, it has been so long. I thought you had left me for good. I'm so glad you are here.
You look good.
I am. Even better with your return. With you here, you can help me finally crack the code. I am so close.
I just want to spend a moment with
you
first.
Yes, yes. Who is this strapping fellow of yours?
Samuel Sift, and you?
Dr. Michael Noel Moreau.
You are not a doctor.
I am now. Come. Come! Ah, both of you, to the farm. Let's eat. I have a fresh lamb we can kill.
The lamb was good, but the conversation was sheepish. Moreau wanted to show Gabby his experiments immediately. She insisted on waiting. She needed rest. Sleep was fine by me. Progress.
Samuel, wake up.
What? Who's that? Wait, who?
Easy, Tiger. You don't need the gun yet. It's just me.
Excuse me. I get a little agitated when I'm sleeping.
Get dressed. We're going to go to the barn. I have to show you something.
I saw the barn.
But you didn't see the dungeon.
The barn has a dungeon?
It's a raised barn.
So it's a raised dungeon?
Just get up. Follow me and bring that gun.
E-I-E-I-O. Can you shed a little light on what we're doing here?
The door to his secret lab is here.
Where?
In the floor. Pull this board forward to raise it. I'll cover you.
Whoa. You got a gun too? I thought we were being quiet. How about I cover you?
You do not know what could come out.
We would hear a chomper if there was one down there.
Enough talking. Just lift. Quietly.
What is this place?
Try not to put your flashlight in their eyes. It just agitates them.
Who? I don't see anyone.
Look lower.
Are those cages? What's moving here?
Don't shine the light on... Oh, I told you!
Are those guinea pigs? Wait a minute. Are those chomper guinea pigs?
Yes, and rabbits over here. Careful, the cages don't have tops. He used to have zombie zebras, but they took up too much space.
Whiskey, tango, foxtrot, but animals do not turn.
They don't, naturally. My uncle's been injecting them with the virus for years. He finally found a way to make it take.
Why?
He's trying to find a way to turn people back, an antidote. He wants some chomper guinea pigs for, you know, guinea pigs.
This is insane. If any of these animals get out, we'd go through the fall all over again.
And that is why I brought you here. We have to kill all of these abominations.
Sure, yeah.
Then you have to kill my Uncle Mike.
That nice old man who gave me lamb?
No one can get him to stop. It's too risky for humanity.
But he's your uncle.
I do not want my family's legacy to be the end of humankind.
Fair enough. Then why don't you kill him?
His family. Please, Samuel, help me. Kill him.
Gabriella! Are you down there? Are you visiting my lovelies? I knew you wanted to see him. Can you tell which one was your moonbeam? I am so close now, and why did you bring him here?
Uncle Michael, I love you, but this must stop.
This argument again?
This ends tonight, or you do.
Gabby, tell this man to put his gun away, and you... What are you doing? Have you... Gabriella Calorite Moreau, are you killing them?
Yes!
No! They will help me find a cure! Stop if you want to see your father! Stop! Stop!
Back up, old man!
No, Gabriella, please stop!
No more, Uncle Michael!
No, no, no!
Stop, old man!
I won't let you.
Wait, don't!
Oh. You shot me!
Yeah, only in the leg.
I smell his blood.
Sweet Gabriella, why do you do this?
This is madness. We all told you and you wouldn't listen. This must end.
But we could save the world.
You could destroy the world.
I will never stop.
Shoot him, Sift.
I already did.
God damn you, Sift. Fine.
Gabriella, no. Wait, are you?
I love you, Uncle Michael.
Throw his body to the bunnies.
Yes, ma'am.
Sift. Over here.
What? What's wrong?
You have to kill this one. This was my moonbeam.
I gotta earn my ketamine somehow. Gabriella Calorite Moreau was not lying about the violin. That was the only thing she took. True to her word, she let me take whatever I want. Since I was on a bike, I couldn't take much, but the 400 pills of antibiotics would pay off a lot of bar tabs, and the anabolic steroids, ketamine and stimulants, would come in handy for the rent. We filled that barn's basement with kindling, and Gabriella lit the fire. We rode back in silence. Family, who needs them?
Thanks for listening to our bonus episode. Our voice actors for this episode are Abigail Elfman as Gabriella Moreau, Brian Amadei as Dr. Michael Monroe, Carla Eastis as Doris, and Kevin Patterson is Samuel Sift. Our live Foley sound effects were performed by Justin Evans. The score was composed by Scott McLaughlin. Intro and outro beats by Space Baby. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Adrian Parrish and Lost Frequency Audio. Kevin Patterson is the writer and showrunner for the show. This is a Stationary Hobo production.